But what's weird to me is how is a water bottle better than my hand? I have actually been
because it goes inside you.
Yeah. Oh man. Wait, no, I didn't put it inside me. The water bottles I wasn't putting inside me.
Oh, you were just rubbing it on your.
Yeah, this I was putting inside of me.
Oh, I was picturing the water bottles inside you.
No, no, no. I was just using it, the ridges, to like get that like.
Oh,
interesting.
Interesting.
I know. I've done weird things for
sure. Whatever gets you going.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Two Girls, One Blunt. Happy Tuesday, boys.
And girls.
Only boys.
Oh, okay. It's your favorite girls, Jamie Lee and Emily.
Welcome back to Two Girls, One Blunt. Today we have on B. Crispin, Miss Brittany. She is a content creator, fitness influencer, only creator, bad. We met her 2 years ago in Vegas, and we're hell so excited yeah. to finally have you on.
I know. It's been long overdue.
Did I meet you before Vegas? Palm Springs?
No, I didn't go on that trip. I think the trip I met you guys was definitely Vegas, and I was like hammered the entire time.
Same.
Just drinking those, what was it that we were drinking? White Claws?
Oh, probably.
Oh my gosh.
They made a full bar.
The hangovers were so bad on that trip.
But then we got like the IVs, and I was like, that saved me.
I didn't do that.
Oh, shit.
I spent my money on the makeup artist.
I didn't pay for the IV. Yeah. What? It was just like, who wants an IV? I'm giving it to like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were free.
I wish I had known that. Honestly, I feel like I didn't even know what the IVs were back then. So
they are life-saving.
I've had one before.
I've had like three and then the hangover. Where didn't I get one at our pool?
I think so. Yeah, we're on shrooms or something. And oh you were like, God. I'm ordering an IV.
And I was just getting an IV and everyone's like, what are you doing? And I'm drinking at the same time while getting an IV.
How does that work? Doesn't that like defeat the whole purpose of it?
It's just bringing my like vitamins and minerals and electrolytes back up.
I hate that you can taste it in your mouth though.
You can?
Yeah. Well, when I got the IV, it was like all the vitamin B, you can like taste it.
You can taste the saline. Like your mouth gets salty.
And then your pee's like orange.
Wait, what?
Because you're flushing everything out, yeah. right?
What IVs are you taking, girlfriend?
I don't know. I went to a med spa to do it.
Yeah, I feel like it. Like everything runs through you.
Okay, well, I didn't do any in Vegas. I've never done them in big cities. I did it in New Hampshire, so I also paid for it.
I got one of those foot spas done in New Hampshire, and I got bamboozled because apparently those were debunked.
What's a foot spa?
Like when you put your feet into the thing and they're like, it's going to remove all the toxins.
Yeah.
And you see all that gunk. Apparently that gunk forms whether or not your feet are in it or not.
That's disgusting. I've seen that like people or advertisements for that. And it's just like,
have you seen that TikTok trend where people are like putting their feet in apple cider vinegar and like baking soda and then apparently there are parasites coming out?
Oh, I mean, yes. I've definitely seen. Yeah, I think I've seen that one. Have you seen that TikTok trend where people take raw potato and they tape it to their pimples? Wait, I did that recently.
Did it work?
Honestly, I had a huge zit coming in and it was right before this trip. I was freaking out and I was like, what are natural remedies that I can do to get rid of this as fast as possible? And so my mom was like, she's obsessed with TikTok. She's always telling me new health, like everything because of TikTok. And I'm like, mom, you cannot believe everything that you see and hear on social media. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm sorry, but it's fads. So I did it because she told me to, because I was like, whatever, I'll just give in this one time. I cut up a potato. I literally taped it with, packing tape? And my skin was on fire from the tape. I had to peel it off immediately. And I was like, that just made my skin so irritated. I had like a mustache of red.
Oh, no.
But like I see people do it all the time and I just couldn't figure out if it's true or not. They're saying the salicylic acid. Did I say that right?
Salicylic
or silic?
Salicylic?
Whatever. Something in the potato is supposed to dry out the oil in your skin, and that's why they're saying that it's like supposed to be a natural remedy. But
okay. Apparently it's like an old remedy too, that you would put a slice of potato in your kid's socks when they're sick overnight.
I've heard that. Yeah, and garlic that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And see, onions.
But I eat so much garlic.
Me like too.
Multiple scoops of minced garlic daily, and I still get sick, so I don't know if it's doing anything.
I just think it's all like wives' tales.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny that I actually tried it out. I never try out the TikTok stuff because I'm just like,
I'm obsessed with the TikTok stuff. I'm like, I learn everything on there. I'm like, this is better than education.
I know. And I feel like I'm so salty about TikTok that I don't even go on there. And I should, because I know that there is good information on there. It's some of it's beneficial, but I guess I'm just too salty to like.
Why are you salty about TikTok?
They banned me from going live for like the rest of my life.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I was repotting a plant on TikTok Live and I stood up. I'm wearing short shorts and my butt cheeks were hanging out and they flagged it. And then they disabled my account for 24 hours and I got it back. And then they said I could never go live again because it was like the third time in a month that I got reported repotting plants in short shorts. And I wasn't like shaking my butt or anything like that.
That happened to us just with like our tits.
I was sweeping and yeah. I got banned.
I got in trouble for like wearing a shirt that like showed nip.
Everyone does it on there.
I know. I see girls like twerking on there. How come their accounts are still there?
I see children on there twerking. Exactly. Those accounts are still up.
Dude. Oh my God. Or like that mom who's like exploiting her daughter.
The Jenny Porch girl.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Mm-hmm. The blonde?
No, brunette. Oh, you're thinking of Ren Eleanor.
Who are you guys? See, I don't even know. I don't know these TikTok people.
It's just like moms who make all of their content around their kids, like their daughter. So it's like a 4-year-old.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then every single video is like the daughter like sucking on a Cheeto.
Oh, what?
Or like.
So they're sexualizing children?
She swallowed like a piece of gum and she was like, oh, I swallowed it. Is that okay? And it's like the saves were in the hundreds of thousands because all the pedophiles are coming out.
Oh, that
out.
Is nasty.
And then disgusting.
Trying to cancel her. And she's just like, I don't see anything wrong. And even the FBI are like, a former FBI agent like stitched it and was like, this is. Like calls for a case. Like she's obviously not like, unfortunate
that's
anymore.
Really, ugh, God.
Yeah, there's a ton of that. But somehow, like just existing as a woman that's curvaceous is an issue.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I've had so many problems with social media because of that.
It's so frustrating, and it gets you down, and you're depressed, and then you don't want to make content.
Oh, 100%. And then you like look at all the bodies out there that are made of plastic, essentially, and you're like up against the Barbies, and it's like I'm just this natural. Legit human just trying to like eat healthy and do fitness and everyone's got like the body that I'm working my ass off to have by doing the things that you're supposed to do to have it, you know what I mean?
And then they don't get banned for,
exactly
like, twerking with their butt cheeks
is it
out.
Because their bodies are fake? I don't understand, like is natural not like okay with social media?
No, I think they hate women.
I think so.
I think
too,
they do too.
I mean, I see guys like literally with boners. Like doing
in gray sweatpants, pumping the air so it moves.
Yep, doing the helicopter with their pants on. And I'm just like, are you serious? How come that's allowed and I can't like post my butt? I worked for this butt and I can't even show that off anymore.
You should be able to.
I can't unless I'm wearing pants and even some of my pants content gets flagged.
Yeah, because it's just too big.
Well, I guess.
You do have a nice butt.
You do have a fat ass.
Oh, thanks. It's muscle.
Yeah.
Damn.
Some of it's fat.
No, but that's the best part.
I know.
When you have a fully muscular ass and it's only muscle.
If you can't move it, it's not as fun.
There was a time in my life where I was like working out a lot and I built a really big butt. I know it's gone now, but
I would
it was
still
more
there.
Muscular than fat.
Yeah.
And I lost my ability to like twerk as much.
Oh, see, that's what I'm always so worried about.
But the fat is what jiggles. Like you need that. That's what looks good.
I know. But then you have to like give up your abs kind of like I'm always back and forth with do I want to lean out? Do I want to like be thicker? And it's just such a like, I don't know. I'm always like, I want the ass to be bigger, so I'm going to forfeit my abs.
I'd rather have a fat ass than abs.
I feel me too. But then when I see myself in pictures, I'm like, fuck.
No, you look so good in pictures. What are you talking about?
Thank you. I mean, I'm just hard on myself, obviously.
Yeah, body dysmorphia is rough, dude.
So
we were talking
rough.
About that before the podcast.
Yeah.
Especially in the industry.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy because you're always just like, you're looking at everyone else's body and comparing it to yours. Mm-hmm. And that's like the worst rabbit hole to go down.
But here's the thing. When people have the perfect bodies and we're comparing it, they typically all look the same.
I agree.
So you have like a natural, like
unique, one of a kind.
Yeah, like men or women like that. Like I don't see a girl walking down the street, which is crazy because I'm attracted to women. I'll see like maybe like a thicker girl, but she is like an ass from fucking out of this world. And an ass from Jupiter because it makes you more stupider.
Oh,
what is that
God.
From being a kid?
I totally forget. Like the rest of that, I remember that though.
Me too. But I'll be so attracted to them. I can see all their cellulite. I can see their rolls hanging over their pants. And I'm like, wow, that girl's got a body. And then I'm like, well, why don't I look at myself with that same awe?
I feel the same way. Like, I see girls with like really thick hips and like they're obviously not like real thin. They've got cellulite and I like their bodies. They've got nice big hips. Yeah. I love that. I'm also into girls.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Small boobs, big ass.
Yeah. I would rather have small boobs than a big ass.
But I love big natural tits too. And like,
same.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, I like the natural body. That's what I prefer.
Yeah. I just like you to feel safe and comfortable with who you are.
Yeah. And it's hard to do that, obviously, like she was just saying, in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I like when I was like super into fitness and I was working all the time, like I had a very like fit body and muscular ass. And I was the most insecure I've ever been because it's all in your head. So yeah. If you don't fix the head, even if you get a nice body, you're not going to sit there and be grateful for the body that you have.
100%. I totally agree with that. And that is definitely something that I struggle with too. It's like on the head.
Yeah. And then think about it. If you're looking at yourself like, oh, fuck, my under eye bags are bad today. Yeah. Or like, oh, I have cellulite. And you're just like talking negatively. You're literally telling your body and your cells, just like how you talk to water or you talk to plants and they grow differently. You're talking to your body saying, I hate you, you're ugly, whatever. So it's just going to continue to get worse from there.
Yeah.
And versus you being like, I love myself and I love my body. That's when I'm like, start glowing and my body feels great. Yeah. And I look back and I'm like, okay, that was working.
Sometimes I feel like I have opposite body dysmorphia where I think I'm hotter than I actually am. And then I look at myself and I'm like, wait a second, no.
Oh my God, stop. Come on. You need to keep that energy. Mm-hmm. That's the right kind of energy. I need some of that. You need to rub off on me.
All right, here, I'll just give you a little.
Seriously, I need
charge
that.
Up.
I literally think,
give me some tit too.
Take them, yeah. Okay?
We'll do the fat transfer when you get a when you get them reduced.
You can just take my fat.
Yeah, save the fat. Yeah,
please send it in the mail, like overnight it. I'll go to the hospital immediately and put it into my tits. I don't know how that works.
The fat transfer boobs are the best boobs.
I've seen only a few girls like who have gotten them, and I just don't know like where they'd take the fat, like on my body at
like
least.
Like your back?
I guess, yeah. But
your
then
stomach, they'd lipo you basically.
But then I'm afraid of like getting like weird lipo belly.
Oh yeah.
That's my biggest fear. That. Yeah.
I think everyone who has lipo in their belly has weird lipo belly.
Yeah.
There's not a single person I look at their belly and I can't tell they've had lipo.
Exactly. And even like you can see the folds in their back, like after they've had the liposuction, they fold differently. Like it's not like it's no longer fat. It's just skin that folds. It's weird.
It's like they still have the rolls, but the rolls are gone.
Yeah, it's dry freezed blood or something. Like it just doesn't work the same anymore.
Yeah, all that stuff scares me.
Yeah,
that's why I would rather work for it than surgery.
That's why I'm like, I've always been known on Instagram for just being naturally like my natural body. I grew my following basically because of fitness.
How many times a week do you work out?
I work out like probably, well, depends. I have one day of the week where I work out 3 times a day and then another time of the week twice a day. So I guess 9 times a week.
Whoa.
Because I do boxing now.
Oh, that's
I've been
fun.
Boxing for like 1.5 years and I'm actually training to fight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not what? Influencer boxing, like legit fighting.
Wait, shit.
Yeah.
How do you keep your motivation going for working out when you feel depressed?
It's the only thing that actually gets me like to feel less depressed. You know, like it's like a natural therapy for me. 10% it's the gym and then the rest is diet. I'm just, and this is a prime example. Frickin' crepes. You gotta get these. They're so good.
Wait, what are they?
They're savory crepes, but their dessert crepes are literally to die for. Should I?
You wanna just break me off a piece?
Yeah.
I'll try whatever you break off.
You want
off.
Me to eat this on camera?
We can save it if you want.
Yeah, let's save it. I love cats.
I don't trust people who come on the podcast and don't like cats.
I hate people that don't like cats.
Me too.
And I feel like they're like...
I'm like, you don't respect boundaries.
They're demonic.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
Do you think
something...
it's a red flag?
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge red flag.
Of course it's a red flag. Like, honestly, if...
I have a cat hair on my nose I was picking off.
I thought you were telling me my lipstick.
No, you're good.
What were you saying?
Some people think that like having black cats is like witchy and demonic.
Oh my
too.
God. That is such a like stupid ass lie. Because honestly, cats, all colors, shapes, and sizes are just the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. And they're just like women.
And I love them because they actually are very aware of spirits, mm-hmm. and they want to protect their humans. So yes. like, you know, if there's bad energy around you, your cats are going to be clinging to you. My cats can always sense when there's negative energy.
Me
it's
too.
It's so crazy.
Like if my cats don't like you, I don't like you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And when my cats don't like someone, it's like, that's a humongous red flag. Cause my cats are such friendly boys. I think they might be gay.
One of my cats is gay.
Yeah. Like they only like boys. That and one. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like you like guys better than you like me. I'm your mama.
Literally want to start OnlyPaws.
Oh my that God. Would be
so if you cute. Start that, I want my boys are going to sign up. For sure.
Yeah,
under your referral code.
And it's just like a subscription site where it's like a depression site where you can just look at animal videos.
Yeah. And you can send treats to your favorite creators.
That's
adorable.
Catnip
boxes.
Oh, that's adorable.
People be like, why would I pay for it when I can just watch it for free on TikTok? Fuck you.
It's
you're supporting
it's going
babies.
To a cause.
It's going to a cause.
These are
for
our paws.
Only paws.
Yeah.
Only
that's
paws.
A great business.
That is
I
a
think
good
so.
Business.
I support it.
If you're an app developer, hit us up.
Yeah.
Don't
invest.
Steal the idea. It's
only
Emily's.
Paws by Two Girls, One Blunt.
It's patented.
Thank you. Okay, so you got your start as like a fitness influencer. What made you get into OnlyFans?
So all these pages on Instagram back when I like first started were starting to like repost my like pictures because I saw Summer Rae and I was like, all right, I want her body. So I started working out at home at first, like just watching her YouTube
That's
stuff.
That's how I started to.
Yeah. And it was right after I graduated. I've always been into fitness like since I can remember. I was an athlete in like high school and I attempted to be one in college.
Are you a basketball player?
Yeah, at one point. Hmm. And I just didn't like go very hard for that sport. My sport was soccer.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, and swimming. And then I tried all the sports. I even did lacrosse. I wanted to like do the contact sports and then I got fucked up. My knee had surgery on it and they're like, you can't do contact sports anymore. So senior year, I decided to try swim team. And I was winning all my 50 freestyles. Like it was so much fun. I remember my first day on swim practice, I was dry heaving and puking because you just don't realize what that is. Like the workout, the lactic acid that builds up in your legs when you're doing a 50. Oh my God. The 100. I always lost my goggles. I'd be literally like inhaling water and like breathing underwater like a fish. So I'd be like, I gotta win.
I did the IMs.
I love that.
The 100 IMs was my...
I hate the 100 meter.
That was my favorite thing to do.
No, because the lactic acid always killed me towards the like second lap. I would die. But I always won the 50s. That was my... And I was getting really good at the somersault, like push off the wall thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And then I like tried to like learn how to do the butterfly, but I sucked at that.
That was my favorite stroke.
Really?
I can't do it.
It's really hard, but you feel like a dolphin when you do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I kind of feel like merman. No, I mean, not merman. No, I'm not a man.
No, you were merman. Okay.
Is it this one, right? When
Yeah. It's just, it's so cool. It's wicked cool to like, you know, just.
Like you propel yourself through the water.
Yeah. And you kind of do like a dolphin thingy. It's like, I
like
know.
Frog swimming.
That is a good one.
Just underwater, breaststroke. Have fun in the pool.
I love that though. The breaststroke is like the easiest, I feel like.
Yeah.
It keeps you like. From drowning. No, yeah. It's the backstroke. That yes. was a bad
oh,
one
you
for
just
me.
Float. Yeah.
And diving was scary. But yeah, I love sports. I didn't go as far in sports as like my little sister. She was like a college athlete. I can't remember what she ranked. I should know this. But she's like locally famous. So she's locally famous and I'm like, I guess Instagram famous.
Yeah.
But like it's weird because we kind of fight sometimes about how like I've got my Instagram fame and she's got that fame and she feels like she's like sort of in my shadow sometimes, but she's like, she's definitely jealous. We're always in competition with each other.
What I feel like women always are.
Yeah. It's
jealousy is the root of evil.
It is. It sucks. And I'm usually not even a jealous person, but like I have moments where I have jealousy and I'm like, this feels like the devil.
It is.
It's
it really
Satan.
Is.
He's literally
you
like
look internally and yep. be like, okay, so what do they have that I like? Why am I feeling this way? Where is it lacking in
exactly.
my life? And how do I give that to myself or work towards that?
Yeah, and you like obviously shouldn't compare yourself to other people because everyone is like their own unique like you know, mm-hmm.
But it's so hard in this social media day and age to not compare yourself.
I feel like I was doing it before social media, though, like in high school, even like you compare yourself to the popular girls or whatever. You know what I mean? Like
I was way worse before social media. I think social media allowed me to empower and be like, no, you are awesome as you are. That's why you have your following.
I will say this. Social media has definitely grown me a thicker skin. I was bullied so bad in high school.
Me too.
So like, ever since doing social media and like getting all the nasty comments and like the haters, it has definitely like developed a thick skin for me.
It's now hard at first, especially if you were bullied, because I was getting fully triggered. I was like, oh, I'm out of high school. I'm not going to deal with this again.
Yeah. Right.
And then Seriously. Going to social media, I'm like, oh, I separated myself from stuff, but I didn't work through the feeling it gave me being bullied.
Right.
And so I had to like take a step back for a little bit, because I had to figure out, how do I get whole so that this doesn't affect me? And I'm glad I figured that out earlier on, because I'm like, it would have been way worse if I blew up overnight.
Yeah,
and
seriously?
I couldn't handle the world doing that, let alone my high school. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, seriously. It's like, I remember when I first started doing the social media thing and my page started blowing up and I was getting all the hate, I would like go on my stories, I'd flip out on people, tag them.
And then, out?
Yes. And then I started getting messages from other people that actually were my supporters. They're like, what are you doing? You're giving these people like their 15 minutes of fame or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm like, shit, you're right. And then I stopped doing that and I'd scribble the name out. And they're like, you're still giving them a reaction and that's what they want. They want to mess you up. And so then I just learned, obviously, the hard way. And once I learned that, I just block and delete.
Yeah, I love
blocking. Out of sight,
people.
Out of mind. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
the reaction is so real.
So real.
So you started in sports, you got internet famous, and then you transitioned to OF.
Okay, sorry. Obviously, I didn't actually finish that. So when I started doing the Summer Rae workouts, I was seeing like results and I was like, oh my gosh. And I start posting my results, just like posing, like in the gym, like doing that stuff. Then people started noticing I had a booty. And I've always had a booty, but like I was building my booty.
Mm-hmm.
And these booty pages were reposting my account and it just blew up overnight, kind of. And then Butt Snorkler was one of them. There was another.
Butt Snorkler? That's so funny.
Yeah.
From back, dive down there.
Back in the day. Oh, that was the best time of social media. My engagement was through the roof. Everything was great. Then all of a sudden I started getting like disabled on social media because haters. And that just
I'm
kept
convinced
happening.
It's haters.
It is.
I'm like, it's not Instagram taking it down. It's now literally it, but angry now, people reporting
now it. Now it is Instagram, I think.
It's both for me.
Yeah, it's both because they've got their AI, like whatever. But yeah, whatever. I'm trying to like do everything by the rules now. But so that's the backstory on how I got kind of like in the social media game. I was just doing fitness and people were reposting it. So I started making it turned into like that to showing off my booty more. I almost said my glutes and boots at the same time.
But showing off that glute.
I was just showing my results and my progress. And then I realized that at a certain point, it was no longer that I was showing off the like progress. I was showing off my ass. And that got me into like basically no longer was it like considered like fitness. It was more like sexy, like kind of like Playboy-esque.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, why don't you do OnlyFans? Like, you should start doing OnlyFans because you're posting all these like half naked pictures on Instagram and you're not making any money off it. You should do OnlyFans. And I was so against it at first.
Me too.
So against it. But yet,
all of us were. I feel like everyone who does OnlyFans now, we were all the people who were like, I would never become
exactly.
a stripper or do any of that.
Yeah. Or porn. Like, yeah. And so like, okay. So I was against it at first, but then at the same time, I was like selling like faceless nudes on Snapchat for like $500.
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah. It was like from my neck down was like people would pay $500 and I'd be getting PayPals, Cash Apps while in college. And I also did that when I was in a relationship and I didn't tell the guy that I was dating. I would just go to the bathroom in the morning before work and just like take a steamy shower selfie. It was so fun.
Are you going to say I sit down and take a steamy shit? Like, that's what it is?
No.
And in reality, I'm just sending
but
news.
I did get offered like $20,000 to take a shit and send it in a jar to someone.
Did you do it?
No. Oh. I was so scared. I was like, I don't want them having access to my DNA, and I don't want to shit in a jar.
$20,000.
I would shit in a jar.
I don't. No, someone's like $2,000.
Yeah, but he said he wanted to come to my apartment and watch it happen live. And I was like,
no,
you're just going to kill me.
I'll send it to you.
I could never shit in front of someone like that.
Me neither.
I don't even shit in front of my friends.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even shit in front of the man that I live with and have been with for like the past 7 years. I'm not going to shit in front of a stranger.
Yeah, and then I'm in my
Unless
house.
I was on like acid, but.
Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit, really?
No pun intended.
Wait, so what are other crazy requests that you've gotten?
Oh my gosh. I get so many crazy requests. This one guy, he really wants me to like send him my used thongs, but he wants them to be like dirty, and he wants to then wear them around at his job and take pictures for me of him wearing my thongs.
Your dirty thong.
Yeah.
How dirty is dirty?
I'm not really sure. He didn't like specify, but I was just going to like splash some vinegar and like tuna on a pair of underwear that I don't care about and just send it in the mail.
That's what people do all the time. But I don't want them accessing my
DNA.
I don't want someone thinking that I smell like tuna. So I was like, how would I do it?
But they're like nobodies.
The coconut oil
they're
trail?
They're like nobodies with like zero followers. Who are they? They're not going to spread rumors unless they're like under some alias.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you never know.
And they're secretly famous.
Okay, I guess that's fair. Then I'll just have my cats, like, I'll put it in the cat litter and just let them, like.
Oh, my God.
The and ammonia. They think your pussy smells like cat litter. Oh, no, girl.
I also actually asked one of my guy friends, I was like, do you want to wear my underwear for a couple days so I can, like, send them in the mail to someone? Because I'm like.
He's like, are you going to pay me? Like, I want a cut of that.
No, I think he would do it out of fun. My ex-boyfriend was a weed grower. The one that I just recently dated and broke up with. Well, it was mutual. I mean.
Was the guy, I think we met your boyfriend, or your ex-boyfriend. Was he a black guy?
No.
Was that not you?
Maybe I think you're thinking of Simone.
Yeah, it wasn't me. No.
Because they kind of do look alike.
Yeah.
Well, my last boyfriend that I just recently was in a relationship with, he was my college sweetheart.
Oh,
but it's weird because we literally broke up in college and then a decade goes by and then we tried dating again for like a year and a half. No, it's not.
It didn't go well.
No. Jealousy.
On whose part?
Well, his, because I think that my job bothered him a lot, but I would only create content with him basically. And then it became such a chore to like have sex. It felt like it like I just didn't want to have sex off camera all the time. I wanted to do it on camera mostly because I'm like, this is my income right here. But I also had, I was having issues like just, I guess, getting in the mood to have like real sex with my partner. I don't know what changed in the relationship. I think because he hurt me so bad back when we were freshmen that it like kind of like was still, I guess,
fresh.
Yeah. And then I guess I don't know why I went back. Like, I think I still loved him and I still do love him as a person, but like, we just can't actually date.
I just texted my ex, so I totally get it.
I am so not gonna go back to my exes ever again. I think I've learned. This is like probably the second time or maybe third time that I've gone back to an ex. So like, I hope I learned.
Yeah. I used to go back to my exes all the time. It was like, break up, go back together.
It's familiar. There's a reason they're your ex. Usually, you know what I mean?
If that person always has shown growth, though, like if I could actually see like you're not the same person, because if I would hate to be judged off the person I was in college.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I'm nothing like that person. Like, it's still me, but a lot of those I used to blow up a lot. I was very emotionally unstable and all these things that like I also was a toxic person in those relationships and friendships.
Yes.
So I would hate for someone to not come back because they are viewing me as that. Without giving me the shot. I don't know. To your exes, guys.
I believe
me.
In giving someone a second chance. Absolutely. I feel like you could give people multiple chances because I'm just that kind of person. I can't help it. I always give people like the benefit of the doubt and I want to see the good in everybody. So like I'll give them multiple chances. And is it always healthy for me? No, maybe not. But I still want to see what's going to go on.
Sometimes it's like a lesson that we have to learn.
Yeah. How many times though?
Dude. At least 20 for me.
Sometimes there's different lessons you're learning.
Yeah.
Each time you go back, you're learning a new lesson.
But I just feel like after going back three times. Like, I think that it was just, and this happened multiple exes. So it's my problem. I'm the problem.
Everyone
with
does that.
Yeah.
Let and us know you if you're listening. We all go back to our exes, right?
You it's come not back, just us. You come back a different person each time in the relationship. So like, you're not getting the same Brittany, or I'm not getting the same so-and-so.
Yeah.
And he was obviously changed since college, but then I started seeing why we broke up in the first place. Cause there was, I started seeing the pattern again.
Sometimes when you get back with that same person, like, you slide back into habits that were detrimental to the relationship.
It's almost comfortable with that person because you've already built. It's like, I fight with my brother and sister like I don't fight with anybody else.
Me
too.
You know,
and it's no matter how much distance we have or how much growth we've done, we resort right back to like how we would argue as kids.
Yep.
And we have to stop ourselves from doing that to try to do it in a healthy
I way. Wish my sister and I could like develop a healthier way to deal with our issues. We get physical. Like the other week, she came at me with her dresser drawer.
Wait, and she took her drawer out of her dresser?
Yeah. Well, it was like one of those beds that have like the drawers in them. She pulls it out and is coming at me with it. And I just gave her a nice like overhand like hook to the forehead. And she went down like
You hit her with a haymaker?
Yes. I mean, I'm learning a lot in boxing. So like, but that's a scary thing. I don't want to use it on anyone that I know.
She's coming at you with a dresser.
I know, it's self-defense. But then she's like, we're going to call the cops on you. I'm like, you came at me. I had a friggin' like broken hanging off nail, like blood everywhere.
Where do you think that started with her?
She got mad that her husband was helping me learn how to play ping pong when she was the one that told him to teach me. So she has a jealousy issue.
Oh.
And me and her husband are so like, we're like, it is the most like brotherly, like kind of like relationship ever. I've been my most disgusting self in front of that person.
Yeah.
Like so gross. Social media would be so disgusted if they saw how I acted.
Cause you don't care to impress him cause he's
exactly.
your sister.
Like yeah. I like act like a guy in front of this guy. So like mm-hmm. there's no way that he and I ever, like I hate that she feels that way. I would never do that to my sister. Ever in a million thousand years. I could never.
Sometimes it's not about you. It's
more, her own insecurities.
And it's
I know.
Like, well, would my partner try? And that's like somebody's worst nightmare.
And I feel so bad that she thinks that way because I think I've had the same feelings and thoughts with her and exes or with even my ex friends with my ex boyfriends. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of ex.
Well, so I've been so worried about girls with my boyfriend, and I'm not even worried about my boyfriend. I'm worried about the girls, and I'm like, right. and they do shit. I had a boyfriend one time.
You can't trust women.
Yeah, you can't.
So
because
bad.
If insecurity and jealousy is there, they will fucking ruin your life.
100%.
It is the most parasitic thing ever. I had a friend who, I got her a job. She moved to a new state for this job. I was her only friend there, and she, like, met my boyfriend and we'd all hang out in group settings. Like I'm the type of person I always bring my boyfriend out around people. Like I don't want to hang out in group settings.
Yeah.
And when I went to the bathroom, she was like, I hope if anything happens with you and Jamie, like you and I can still stay friends. Like I would love to still hang out.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
And he literally came into the room after and pulled me aside. I was like, I need to let you know that she said this. And he goes, you need to watch out for her.
He's that's
I would
good
never
that
do
he was
that.
Able to, you know.
Yeah.
She's not a friend.
And after that, she ended up not being a friend. I sprained my ankle and I just moved to this new state too.
I remember when you sprained your ankle.
Yeah, on a first date.
Well, I remember because you were on social media, like hobbling around with crutches. Were you? Okay, so then
I don't know if we knew each other yet.
Did you roll your ankle more than once?
I don't think so.
Why do I feel like you were somebody?
On crutches?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't sprained it since that time. I was on a first date. I slipped on ice and I sprained my ankle on
the
date.
Maybe I heard the story or something.
And I had just moved. I might have told you. We were probably talking about shitty friends.
Yeah, maybe.
And that person was like, I have to go to the gym. I can't come help you. I was like, I need ibuprofen and a wrap. I just need someone to go pick to the store. It was my driving foot.
Oh,
I was like, I need
sucks,
somebody
dude.
To go to the store for me. I literally physically couldn't walk. I couldn't stand on it. Nothing.
Ugh.
And I was in my apartment. No Wi-Fi, no medicine, just no ice.
No like, Wi-Fi.
Nothing.
What?
Because I just moved in. It was like going to take a weekend.
Oh,
it was
that's
over the weekend.
Worst. Scary times.
So, and she didn't help me. And I was like, okay, you went after my boyfriend. You didn't help me, which shows me you hate me.
Right.
And you want to be me.
Yeah.
And you want my life.
I have a story about that.
Fucking weird.
What happened?
Well, I have an ex friend. So she was like my best friend in high school. I can't believe I'm talking about this on a podcast. Because like, I know that it's possible that she could see it. But I always felt like she did similar things, like where she would like come on to my boyfriends of the time and flirt with them. Like, I wish I could like say like what her nickname was, but I'm not gonna say it because then that would give away her name.
Town bicycle.
What?
Town bicycle.
What is? I've never heard that. That's that hilarious.
You never heard about like the town bus, that just the
means,
town bike.
That just means you're a whore.
That means everyone.
No,
rides
I've
them.
Never heard that.
I don't know.
I don't know if I would. I mean, I guess our group of friends kind of were the town bus. I'm just kidding.
Multiple people on
all
once.
The wheels and the
yeah, cars. We were kind of like notorious for. Just, you know, we like to have fun, I guess, with guys. I went through a phase, and now I'm back in that phase.
I was in that phase at college.
Oh, my God.
College is horrible.
Yes, college. That's, I don't want to talk about it.
That was my least slutty in college.
She would just, like, kind of, like, hit on my men, and my sister and my mom and my dad, they all picked up on this multiple times. Like, they could tell, like, she was, like, acting like... She would come downstairs like in her underwear and a shirt, like when I was having like friends over with my boyfriend there. And I just knew like she was trying, she was like an attention whore. Like she always wanted to be the center of attention. And she also wanted to like, she clearly had like ulterior motives. Like I could tell she had eyes for the guys that I was with. It was weird, but she never that I know of acted on any of it. But I just felt like I couldn't leave her alone in a room with like someone that I was dating.
I would never want a friend like that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And I get the whole like, you don't want to like leave someone that you're with like alone with your person. But of course, I'm your sister and you shouldn't feel like that with me. But I think I've had that feeling with my sister too.
I shouldn't have to worry about leaving my boyfriend or a guy I'm interested in alone in a room with you. If I'm friends with you or I'm related to you.
But why do you feel that? It's like a weird like instinct.
I think it's because I just saw a TikTok on this too, where I learn everything. And they were like, the girls who go after your men are not in love with your men and they don't want your man's attention. They're in love with you.
I've heard that.
And they literally,
my family always said that my friend was in love with me.
They're seeing something in you that you don't see in yourself, and they're seeing confidence or beauty or whatever. And they want that. And so by having that man choose them, it's like they're beating you. They get to be you and in your position. It has nothing to do with the man. The man is just being used in that situation. So if you're a dude also listening and your girl's friend is hitting on you, it's not you, buddy. She's in love with your girl. And she you should warn your girl.
That makes total sense, honestly. Yeah.
I had a friend who was so interested in me and my ex's relationship and was like, oh my God. When I would not put him on social media because I was doing OnlyFans.
Right.
And
never do that.
I was like, after a year, you can go on social media. Because I just want to make sure it's like realistic. I also don't want to post you and be embarrassed if we break up. Based
seriously,
on my history, that's very likely.
I hate that shit.
So, and she was like, oh my God, it's like, I feel like I'm seeing all the hidden gems where I know where you're with him. And she was like, she always would say how I'm famous and she wanted to be famous. Like she wanted to be a famous musician. And loved me and my relationship.
Oh,
always
God.
Asked about it. And then I saw her take her friend's man, who like her friend brought on a date. And it was a group setting. And she was like, well, we just clicked more. You don't get it. Like we vibe. And
that's
like,
so wrong.
So wrong. Fucked
what
him
happened
all
to girl
summer.
Code?
And when she started keeping it from me because I was like, hey, that's kind of fucked up.
It's very
and then I
up.
Ended the friendship. I was like, and once I started calling her out for doing that and stealing her friend's man, she like, no, I broke up with my ex.
Yeah.
And she went after him? She went ghost. So I'm like, how is it that when I'm breaking up with my ex that I catch cheating on me and you were so interested and hit me up all the time about it and like to like have girl time and girl talk. Now I'm broken up and you want nothing to do with me. I'm like, oh my God, were you the one fucking my man?
So
you know what I'm saying?
Did you find out?
No, but I ended the friendship when I found out she was fucking her friend's man. I was like, if you're going to do that to her and you've known her longer, you would do it to me.
I would definitely not
trust
that person.
And she did not take that well.
I bet. I wouldn't trust that person whatsoever. I mean, that's just like a really big red flag.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
If I had a friend that was doing that to one of our other friends, like I would definitely have to like remove them from my life just because like they could do that to me too. Like I feel you.
Yeah, yep. I've just been taking like note of stuff. Like I've had friends who, if they knew I liked a guy, would have to like twerk on him or dance on him. Or
it's
always
like, why
be
are
touching
you showing
him?
Off in front of someone that you know I like?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird to me. Like, why are you showing off? if you know that I've got eyes for him.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Sometimes I think, like, yeah. I have, but also sometimes not. They're not showing off. Because I've had girls in high school I didn't understand, but they were like, wouldn't invite me around. And then they'd always be like, you're going to take my man. Like, and oh, they were like, you want the attention. They would say that I was doing that.
Right.
However, I had a boyfriend who I was madly in love with and was going to get married. They were jealous and just didn't want me to go up because they were nervous the man would want me. So mm-hmm. they projected it onto me of their own insecurities.
That's fucked
and
up,
I found
man.
That out later in life when people were like who brought up those situations. And they were like, yeah, that person just didn't like you because they were jealous of you. And I was like, oh, I thought that they thought I was
See,
a bad
jealousy.
Person. They were trying to make me feel like the bad person. And I'm like, it's not my fault. I like am friends with your boyfriend's group of guy friends and yeah. they're my best friends.
Right.
Like,
yeah. See,
you know,
and that's just brings us back to the jealousy thing. It's
jealousy's
crazy.
Jealousy's a poison.
It is. And girls are the worst with it. I mean, guys are bad with jealousy. That's why my last relationship failed. He was so jealous. I couldn't even hang out with fucking girls.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But are you bi?
Yeah, but like I, if
that's why
I,
my ex was jealous of girls too.
But like, I was like, okay, so you want me to just make content with you and do solo content? You know that's not going
to
work. Like, I need to like make
you
money.
Collab.
Yeah, I need to collab, and I'm already like not collabing with other guys. So like, why are you going to take away the girl stuff? Like, you can't do that. He would get so jealous, and I'm like, it's not like I'm falling in love with these chicks. They're not even into girls half the time.
Yeah,
they're just putting. Pay. They're doing. They're doing a show. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So, and the girl, half the time, the girls that I'm collabing with, I'm so far from attracted to them in that sense. Like,
really?
Personality yeah. wise. Yeah. They're
I've
not
collabed
my,
with so many girls and I was like, I would never.
Yeah. They're not my type half the time. Like, I'm just collabing because it makes sense. It's like girl content, you know? And it's like, it doesn't mean that I'm attracted to them in that sense, really. Like, obviously I love vaginas, but like
who doesn't?
So you like to be down there?
Of course.
I'm more like afraid to be down there, but I'm so down
well,
for somebody
else.
I
had
else
a bad
too.
Experience not very long ago, and that definitely did like make me think a little differently about going down on girls.
What happened?
She had BV.
Oh no.
And she didn't know?
I don't know if she knew or not. And
how do
I feel,
you not know?
I don't know, but I didn't have the guts to tell her because it was for a collab. So I just tried to like act normal about it and like play it off like.
But when you come up to kiss them, how do they not tell?
I don't know.
It's on your lips.
They have to know, right?
They know.
She must have been so embarrassed. I would not be able to.
I wouldn't either.
No, I feel like some people don't care. I've met some girls and they're like, oh, I don't. That friend that I told you was obsessed with my boyfriend. Like, the status, the way that she would like talk about how she took care of herself, I was like, oh, you seem dirty.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean. And
take
she's like
an antibiotic. Do boric acid. That is like a
boric
life
acid is my savior.
I use yeah. that all the time because I'm like always trying to reset my pH balance. I'm just like this stuff is like a lifesaver.
Yes. I just pop it in.
I only need to take one, and I'm solid. Yeah. Like I'm just like fuck yeah. Like yeah. I love that shit. My ex boyfriend though, the one that I was talking about earlier, he gave me BV. That's why I'm hyper aware of it.
BV, like I can. I walk and I can smell it.
Yeah.
Or like I sit down on the toilet and I can smell it. So
okay,
I have
to
fix it.
And that's
it.
When it's like, you have to fucking take care
yeah.
of
that.
My yeah. My sister was the one that pointed it out to me because, and I'd never had it before. It was my first time ever having it. So I didn't even know what the hell was going on. She was in the toilet or the bathroom with me. We were sharing the bathroom and she was like, Brittany, what the hell is that smell? Like you have BV. And I'm like, what is that? And she was like, well, I had it in college for a long time and I never took care of it because I just didn't care. And she's like, I would literally stink up Subways. And I'm like, what? And it was only when I pulled my pants down because I didn't let it get to the point where you can smell it through the pants. But
oh,
after
God.
she
was
told
she taking
me,
her pants off in the Subway?
No, she wasn't.
Oh,
you could smell it through her pants.
Oh,
she
I've
just
smelled people before and I'm like,
I mean,
they're on their period.
I've smelled it like when I go use the bathroom after someone else, like in public yeah. places, and I'm like, oh my God. And I literally have to like put like toilet paper down or I squat over the toilet and just pee all over the floor. Basically.
So I have a really bad,
I'm
gag
so aware
reflex
of it.
With smells.
I do too.
So Emily will be in her room and she'll just hear me go. And I literally have to throw up because if I smell something bad, it like immediately trigger something. And I've had to go into public restrooms like with my shirt over my hand, and I hold my breath for how long it takes me to pee and wipe.
Oh my God.
Sometimes like, I'll wash my hands still holding my, I'll breathe out and then go like breathe in without my with my nose shut.
I know exactly.
So I don't
what you mean.
Smell the women's restroom. Restrooms are
so
fucking
gross.
Disgusting.
So gross. At least like men's restrooms, they just smell like urine. Basically,
or like shit, but women shit, there's yeah. so many bodily odors.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
I would prefer a shit smelling bathroom than like a raunchy pussy bathroom.
Tell me about it. Trust me, if you have a freaking stanky puss, you need a lot of miracles down there.
You really do.
Like you might as well just take Windex.
It is a problem. I do understand why men get traumatized and horrified. And I'm
basically in the same boat as men. I've been in that position where I'm traumatized now just from going down on girls. Like I love eating pussy, and that experience, it was like, it was in January, and I'm just like, I don't know now. I'm like scared to do like that because I'm just like, what if I have to go through that again?
Yeah.
But like, and then I'm like, usually if I'm collabing with a girl, I'm like, can you just quickly freshen up real quick, like we'll wash and then we'll, you know, we'll do the scene,
let's take a shower together.
Yeah, because also like, you
know,
I mean sweating like like, cause like down there,
I sweat in the Uber all the time.
You have like gym sweat. Yeah. Like if I went like this after the gym,
oh yeah,
I could smell my own musk.
Yep.
And it's not bad pussy. It's just like your own musk.
But it smells like,
but it's pheromones too.
Exactly.
So it's like, if I don't match with your pheromones, I'm not going to like it.
Exactly. And it's just like,
which is hard for collabing.
It is.
Cause usually I'm not doing that unless I like someone's pheromones already.
Right. And sometimes I'll just like, well, I don't know. I guess I've just been lucky maybe, because most of the time the girls that I've worked with are very clean or something. I mean, sometimes they have a little bit of sweatiness, but like that doesn't smell the same as like BV.
Bad pussy, no.
All right. What would be some of your tips for eating pussy? Because I have ate pussy before. My first pussy I ate, she was about to get her period, and I could smell the periodness, but no. I was like, this is my first threesome. We didn't even do anything with the boy because it was her boyfriend. So I was kind of just, he was just watching me hook up with her.
Right.
And she didn't want to do anything to me. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to do this. And this girl seemed like she came. And she reacted and shook and everything. Mm. And then the next girl whose pussy I ate.
You can taste
the
sweetness.
She literally stopped me. Yeah, her pussy tasted great. But she was like, she stopped me and she was like, you're done. Just, I'm going to eat you out. Like, she was like. She was like, you're never going to make me come like that. And I was like, what am I doing wrong?
Well, I always like to start out just like I'm with my tongue. I'll be like searching for the clit. Like, you know, it's like near the hood, like it's under the hood, basically. So that's what I do. I'll lick gently and like suck. And then I stick my tongue right up in the hood and I start like there's a little ball. And I just like kind of
like around the clit.
Yeah. No,
oh my God, like, you move your tongue so fast. See, I can't do that. The reason I am not good at eating pussy is so my tongue moves like this.
Ugh, I love it. Like I just, like, I get all up in there. I'm like,
I cannot move my tongue fast like that.
That's why I'm good at it. I make girls come like multiple times. Some of them are like, ah, you do it better than guys. I mean, I dated a girl in college.
Really? Okay.
She was actually, I think, the reason that I know how to eat pussy good.
She taught you?
She basically taught me, and she did it better than any guy I've ever been with has. Like, she was like, it was like heaven.
What did she do different?
I don't know. I think pretty much what I was describing, like gentle and like basically you're making out with it. Like you're just like, it's like making love to the vagina.
You
have to really get into it.
I've had somebody do that. And then we talk about him fucking every episode, but every time we talk about like eating pussy, we call him Mr. Robotongue, and he could move his tongue very, very fast. So he would like make out with my vagina. And then once he got me to a point, he would start moving his tongue very fast. And I was like, whoa, that's like you're a human powered vibrator.
Exactly. That's how
you have
to be.
I could never be a human powered vibrator. My tongue muscles don't move like
Wait,
that.
Brad is calling. I think he's trying to get in. You're on the podcast. Do you have any tips for eating pussy?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any tips for eating pussy?
Communicate.
Communicate with the pussy?
Hell yeah.
Like communicate with her to make sure you're in the right place.
All right.
But do you not know you're in the right place?
Do you know where the clit is?
You make sure, you know, it's always good to communicate and make sure that you're hitting the right spot.
But yeah, it's important to just find the ball. That's what I always do.
Find the clit.
It's a ball. It's like a little ball.
And you gotta like bounce that shit.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, when you find it and you know when they're not if they're faking it, you're not, like, you can, like, feel the juice come out.
Started these? No, I know. That sounds like someone that... You know what, though? I did have weird experiences when I was a kid.
Move that a little closer.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah.
Start with a mile high.
Okay. So it's recently, but I joined the Mile High Club, technically. Half joined it.
What? What do you mean half?
Well, because I didn't go all the way with him. Is third base eating out?
That is still the Mile High Club. You got 8 out on a plane?
Yeah. So I guess what happened was it was United Airlines and I had the whole row to myself.
United.
Yes. No, it was a great flight,
United
actually.
We come. United,
yes,
we stand.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So it was just, I had the whole row to myself and this kid was really like not wanting to sit in his row because he was next to a very big person and he was uncomfortable. So they sat him next to me and he had an iPad and downloaded movies and United didn't have any Wi-Fi. So I had nothing to watch. And he was like, do you want to watch a movie with me? And he gave me his earphone, the other one, mm-hmm. and he moved over to the seat next to me and he starts feeling my leg and started fingering me.
On the plane?
Without communication?
No, there was communication first. Okay. We were talking about OnlyFans and stuff. So I feel like maybe he was like, oh shit, I want to hook up with an OnlyFans chick.
Okay.
And I showed him my Instagram. And then after that, he was like, all right. So I was like, dude, we're going to get caught. He's just like literally fingering me in the seat. And there's like people walking by us. And I'm just like, this is so, I've never done this. And he was obviously making me soaking wet. And I'm wearing leggings. And I'm like, you could probably smell sex right now.
Oh, boy.
And then he was like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Meet me in like 2 minutes. And I'll open the door for you. And I'm like, what about people around us and flight attendants? He's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I'm very worried. I don't want to get on the no fly list. So I did it. I just kept poking my head like in the aisle, like looking around to see if anyone was watching. Half the plane was sleeping. It was a red eye. But the flight attendants were back there and they were hitting on him the whole flight. They were gay guys. And I think they thought he was gay. And so did I at first until this happened.
That's how he got you.
Yeah. He was dressed nice.
He's
and
like,
so,
hey, girl. And you're like,
he was so young,
he's
too.
Safe.
So then I was like, all right, fuck it. I've never done this. And I'm pretty drunk because he bought me like wine on the plane.
Smart.
Yeah. And well, he didn't buy it. They gave it to us for free. It was the best flight ever.
Oh, that's a great flight.
So I went to the bathroom and it's so tiny in there. Never fuck in the bathroom. I don't know what people are saying. It's not all it's hyped to be. It's so cramped in there. And I had to go on that toilet. Like, we had the toilet shut, and then he pulled my pants down and starts eating me out. It felt amazing, but I was so scared we were gonna get caught, so I felt like I couldn't even come, but I could feel myself getting close. And
Holy shit. We
were in there for, like, 10 minutes, I feel like. And so then I was like, all right, I don't think I can come. I'm scared that we're gonna get caught. And he's like, do you want to suck my dick? And I was like, no, I don't want to get caught. I'm sorry. And so then he was like, all right, I'll leave first, but I'm going to go to the bathroom across the hall. You just leave and go back to the seat. No one's going to know. And I was like, okay. So he leaves first and just goes to the bathroom. And then I waited a few minutes and looked at myself and I was like, damn, I can't believe I just did that. And then I just left and no one ever found out.
Wow.
It was so weird. And
the
then
gay
we
guys
got,
in the back were definitely in on it.
That's probably
they were.
Why they didn't care.
Because yeah, because they literally
like
let us.
They'd be like, I would have done that too if he asked me.
I know. They were so into him. But they let us sit in the captain's seat at the end of the flight. They were like, hold on, you two are special. We're going to let you guys sit in the captain's seat. And they wrote us, the captain wrote us personal letters. And they put the hat on me and everything. And I was sitting in the cockpit, like pretending to fly United Airlines.
Do you think what? There were cameras in the bathroom and that's why they treated
know.
You
it
especially?
It was so fun. And I kept thinking like,
they're like, she's the flight different.
The
she
flight attendants
this.
Followed me on Instagram too. So
oh, that's proud. Oh, you were in. And like Flynn, baby, fly United.
That was so crazy.
That's wild. That's like a dream. I actually almost bought my ex the private jet flights in Vegas. It's like it's called like Love Flight or something. And it's like $1,000 with a limousine that picks you up from the airport, drives you to the private jet, gives you champagne, and then you get into the private jet. And when I say it's like, it's not even a nice jet. It's a small plane with a bed in the back and like
what?
Roses. And it's basically a plane that you just fly to fuck in. And
are
I was like,
serious?
We'll make OnlyFans content in the plane so I can use it as a write-off. And then and then we'll have sex and it will be for your birthday. And then we ended up breaking up pretty much shortly after that, or like not going to Vegas. But yeah, look it up in Vegas. It's like $750 for like an hour ride for two people.
That's wild.
And,
bad.
And they know everyone's fucking on the plane.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's kind of dingy, but it's still cool.
Yeah. Apparently it like shakes while you're in it too. And it's a little scary.
Oh my God.
But
that
adds to the orgasm.
But that's the orgasm.
You might die, so you have to come first.
You hit turbulence. He's like not doing the right motion, so you hit turbulence and you're like, that's it, babe. Keep going. And then the plane goes back to steady and you're like,
oh. Oh my God.
Lost it.
Do you have any other crazy stories?
Well, I guess so. When I've been really horny and desperate for a toy, because I didn't have a toy back in the day, I definitely have used wine bottles.
For what?
Masturbating.
To fuck yourself with?
Yeah. You fucked yourself with a wine bottle?
I didn't fuck myself with the big end. I would use this end and just, you know.
Imagine if it was the big end.
I feel like I tried it once.
And you're like, no.
No, obviously it didn't go in there.
That's, if someone's dick was that big, I don't know what I would do.
Girthmaster's dick is that big.
So wait, what made you choose the wine bottle and not another object?
It's kind of dick shaped, I guess, but
did
not.
It have a cork in it or was it twist off?
Twist off, but I took the cap off.
Wait, was it empty?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I have used water bottles too, because you know how like water bottles have ridges on them?
What brand?
Crystal Geyser.
And then so you geysered
everywhere?
So at least
it's natural spring water. It's natural spring water for a natural girl.
It's got the ridges.
That
for her pleasure.
I've done it while driving.
I just used to be a pillow humper. Wait, you've done it while driving? Whoa.
I've squirted in my car while driving. If I'm driving long distance sometimes, and I've used my toothbrush, I've used everything to fucking fuck myself.
Yeah, I used to use hairbrushes and a bunch of other shit to fuck myself.
Yep. Or makeup brushes, like the thick ones, you know, like how they've got like the thick end.
Yeah. Oh my God, I've never done any of this. I actually didn't start masturbating until like end of college.
Oh, I've been masturbating since I was a baby.
I never had an orgasm until 21.
I can't remember when I had my first orgasm. It had to have been possibly in high school. But I taught myself how to have my orgasms. I found my spots. You know?
That's why I never could masturbate with my hand. I would literally be like, why would I do this? I feel nothing. Because the only time I felt something was with somebody else. So I'd be like diddling down there. And then I'd just be like, this sucks.
But what's weird to me is how is a water bottle better than my hand? I have actually been
because it goes inside you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait, no, I didn't put it inside me. The water bottles I wasn't putting inside me.
Oh, you were just rubbing it on your clit?
Yeah. This I was putting inside of me.
Oh, I was picturing the water bottles inside you.
No. I was just using it, the ridges, to like get that like...
Oh.
Interesting.
I know. I've done weird things, for sure.
Whatever gets you going.
Yeah.
I've done like the side of like a chair.
I've humped a laundry basket and came.
What kind of laundry basket?
Like a plastic white one.
What was it that did it for you?
The corner of it. It was rubbing my clit.
And she was just like, this is nice.
I felt so weird too. I was like, this is
and
so...
I have clean laundry and a not clean
It was
pussy.
My mom's laundry basket.
Oh, R.I.P. mom.
I hope she doesn't see this.
You probably got it from her anyways.
I hope she doesn't see it. No, my dad's the horny one.
Really?
Yeah, they're still together and he's always... like grabbing her ass, like
that's so
in
sweet.
The kitchen, slapping it, being like, I am so obsessed with you. Like
I
talking
love that.
Dirty into her ear.
That's adorable.
And I'm like, guys, get a room.
Yeah, but it's nice to grow up with.
I've walked in on them.
Having sex. Yeah. I walked in on my parents too.
Me too. But her boyfriend. Actually, do you know what someone just commented on one of our Facebook clips?
Mm-hmm.
It was about sending nudes. She goes, Jamie, do you remember your mom's cell phone? And it got hit with a memory. And when we had flip phones, broke my phone. My mom was like, take my phone so you can contact me and just call the house.
Uh-oh.
And my friends were like, we have to go through your mom's phone. My mom was like, at no point should you go through my phone.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just use it to call. So what do we do as middle schoolers? We went through my mom's phone and like the last text was her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Was it a dick pic?
And it was a dick pic. Or no, it was her
from
camera
her
roll. We took pictures in the camera roll and then I went like I swiped right and it was just a giant man's dick and it just was captioned because you could caption the pictures on a flip phone.
I
and
forgot it just about said, that.
Bob's. And oh we were God. All horrified.
Bob's
dick.
That's hilarious.
And I liked
that.
Bob too. And I was like, I get why my mom likes him.
Was it so it was a nice dick?
Yeah.
That's good.
As an adult, when I was younger, I was like, ew, penis.
I know, right? Yeah. Oh God. I did not like penises back then.
Not at all. I was so terrified. I was such a prude. I feel like I was a prude and then I had my hoe phase and now I'm a prude again.
I was never a prude, I don't think. I was making out with kids in kindergarten.
Really?
I know. I just made myself sound like I have problems, but honestly, I think I've just always been curious.
One of my friends lost his virginity in kindergarten.
Whoa. Oh my goodness.
During nap time. It's like she put his dick in her vagina and they fucked during nap time.
What? That girl was getting molested.
Absolutely.
No way. That's
and
crazy,
then she molested
dude.
Him. The cycle of abuse continues.
That actually does happen. It's very, very common. If you find it like, I know somebody that happened to when they were a kid and they were like trying to get them to do stuff with them and like very young yeah. age. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, yo, this person is being touched at home. They would not know this in this way, you know?
All right, well, we're going to play some Stony Baloney. We're not stoned, but we're just going to ask each other some dirty questions. Feel free to, if the questions suck, don't ask it. Just move on to the next one.
Okay.
But ask as many as you want. Don't ask as many as... Oh, I gave you some. Perfect. It says truth or drink, but I don't have a drink. So.
I have a drink.
I'll take a sip of yours.
Oh, do you want my...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I can't even...
Okay. Wait, to give us... To give us a sense good. Of one of their important qualities, compare your vagina to a food item.
Ooh. Peach.
Juicy.
Okay. Juicy? She
juicy,
got the peach in the front
juicy
and the back.
And soft.
Yeah.
She's like a whole orchard over here.
I love that. So who goes next?
What's your go-to move to seduce someone?
I just giggle. I don't know.
Pretend you're trying to seduce us.
Yeah, we're women.
I just get all flirty and I'll be like touching you a little bit. I'll like laugh. I'll like compliment you.
I might touch the arm.
I might squeeze your tit.
Oh.
I get right into it.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of like a gay man.
Oh my God. What kind of girls are you into?
I like voluptuous women.
Same.
Yeah, I like to be able to squeeze something. Like if you've got big boobs or a big ass, like I love motorboating girls.
I love squeezing too. I love
squeezing.
The ass.
Yes.
Like I like when you hold an ass and it goes.
Yep.
Boom.
I love that shit.
That's the best.
I love that shit. That's my favorite.
Ooh, you just found out you're pregnant. What's the plan?
B.
Well, it's too late for plan B at that point.
C.
Yeah, abortion. So I think I'd have to do the abortion. Unless I was in a relationship and I was totally mad in love.
Do you have any kinks that were illegal 200 years ago?
Holy crap.
All of them?
I think, yeah, I was going to say.
Dating black guys?
All of them are definitely.
Emily!
What? It's the truth.
Oh, is that what it says?
No, that's what her answer.
Let me think. Kinks that were illegal.
That's so fun.
Getting peed on.
Okay. You've been peed on?
Yeah.
You like water sports?
Yeah. She was a swimmer.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces too, so.
Oh, you're a water bitch.
I am all water.
Do you like to pee or be peed on?
Both.
Oh.
I've tried peeing on the dick while having sex. It's difficult. It kind of doesn't work.
Well, I always feel like when you're about to squirt, you feel like you have to pee.
Yeah,
and
I love
then
squirting.
I've, like, let it go, and I'm like, I'm definitely pissing on you right now.
It's a mix.
Yeah.
Definitely a mix.
Have you ever been peed inside? Like, has someone peed inside?
I asked him to, but it did. I don't think he had the balls to do it. Like, I feel like he was scared.
You're into that?
I like pee. I don't know why. It's weird. I'm friggin' weird.
You're
obviously.
Just a horny.
I am so horny. I do weird stuff.
What about it? What about getting pissed on is hot?
I don't know. I feel like it's like it makes you even closer to that person. Like you're already sharing so much like intimacy, like all your juices, your holes are being filled by them. And then that just adds like an extra, like it's like the cherry on top. I can't explain
it. Do you lay down a tarp?
I mean, I've done it in the shower. I've done it on the bed, sometimes on the couch. So it just happens in the moment.
Okay. Someone just pissed all over the couch. You're like, we'll get our Bissell and we'll clean it up.
Well, it's usually at Airbnb or hotel. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, remind me to never lay on anyone's couch.
Don't lay on J-Mac's outside couch.
J-Mac, is that the other porn star?
We're staying at his Airbnb for the week and that's where he films all his content. So like, obviously you have to know that like there's everything has been fucked on.
Okay.
Could you get an STD from a couch?
I'm not sure.
I feel like if you try really hard, yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you're like sniffing and licking it.
And like dry humping the couch.
Oh fuck, yeah. If you just
doing that.
Take off your underwear and just start open your lips and just like hump it.
Well, now this is an interesting question, given what you just said. We're all stuck in a very hot elevator. No help is coming. Who do you think will start drinking pee first?
I would.
Her. She'll be like, all right, we're stuck in here. Just
hey, listen,
me.
It's hydrating, man. If you're in the wild and you have nothing to drink. Like
the security guard's looking at the footage and we're just standing over you peeing. You're just like.
Hey, it also disinfects. It's like so sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So like, don't be afraid. If you ever sit on the toilet and like you sit in someone's pee, just know that it's sterile.
Okay.
It's not the same as poop. That is like.
Not sterile.
Not at all. E. coli.
Oh.
Yeah. But pee's sterile. Isn't that crazy?
Your celebrity crush wants to fuck. This will be your only chance to do it. You don't have any lube, but you do have Aquaphor. Would you use it?
Yes.
Yeah,
who or spit.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Russell Crowe.
Wait, like.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Javert?
Huh?
From Les Mis?
What?
Who's Russell Crowe?
He's like Gladiator.
Yes, he was Gladiator.
He's Gladiator. He's so sexy.
Cinderella Man.
I'm a Gerard
movie.
Butler person. Gerard Butler, if you want to come and get it, I'm right here and I'm
Russell
ready.
Russell Crowe, baby.
He was Javert in Les Mis.
Oh, see, I never saw that.
I'm a Hugh Jackman bitch.
Oh, he's hot too.
He's so hot.
All the guys you just said were hot. But that's my crush.
Ooh, what is the juiciest information you've learned through snooping?
Oh, okay. Well, my walls in my apartment are super paper thin, so I hear everything. And my neighbors are constantly fighting.
Oh.
I heard the wife like yelling at him about like the face, like something about Facebook. So like, I'm pretty sure he was like talking to some chick.
Oh, damn it.
I hate that I hear all that. I can hear people farting upstairs. I'm like, what can you hear me doing?
What are you eating?
Oh no, they can hear you coming all the time.
I know.
They're like, hey, bro.
No. And I have like a sex machine. It's so loud. It's so hard to like masturbate in my house. I turn all the fans on everywhere in my apartment. I even turn the dryer on just to make extra sound.
Well, this has been fun.
Yes,
thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I would definitely come back.
Hell yeah. Next time you're in Miami.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll be back very soon.
Miami is the greatest. All right, where can everybody find you?
So my Instagram is bcrispinofficial. And my OF is bcrispinofficial as well.
Hell yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That's nice and easy.
Oh, and then Twitter, the real bcrispin.
Okay. I like that. I like that. All right, you guys know, if you want, leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail at 857-271-9663, and we'll have you feature on the next episode.
Anything you say can and will be used in a court of law, so speak accordingly.
Yeah, it will be used against you. No, we will put it on the episode with your voice, so don't do it if you don't want that. All right, follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, leave us a 5-star written review, and make sure you're getting high this week and getting laid.
Love you.